Joe Biden keeps his promise to the Taliban, but breaks it to the American people. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin faces growing calls to resign. Plus, Kamala Harris may end up saving Joe Biden after all. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Joe Biden because on Tuesday, he announced to the country that the 20-year war in Afghanistan was over. It was one of the worst presidential speeches I have ever heard, and it can be summed up like this. Promises kept to the Taliban, promises broken to the American people. Joe Biden, rather than actually owning the colossal failure of the evacuation operations, struck an angry and defiant tone throughout the whole speech. As his poll numbers are cratering, as American service members returned home in coffins, Biden actually declared victory and at the same time blamed former President Trump. He certainly didn't acknowledge that anything went wrong. In fact, according to Biden, the way things went down was the only way things could have gone down.
Imagine if we'd begun evacuations in June or July, bringing in thousands of American troops and evacuating more than 120,000 people in the middle of a civil war. Still would have been a rush to the airport. The bottom line is there is no evacuation from the end of a war that you can run without the kinds of complexities, challenges, and threats we faced. None.
Yep, Joe Biden and his administration actually want us to thank them. Job well done. Are you kidding me? Let's look at the reality of Joe Biden's failure. Back on August 20th, Biden said this.
We're going to do everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
Biden also had a sit-down interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos in which he made this promise to America.
And are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out?
Yes.
How about our Afghan allies? Does the commitment hold for them as well?
The commitment holds to get everyone out that, in fact, we can get out and everyone should come out. And that's the objective. That's what we're doing now. That's the path we're on. And I think we'll get there.
So Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And
if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
So there it is. If there are American citizens left, we are going to stay until we get them all out. That's what Joe Biden said. But just like everything coming out of this administration, it's one lie after another after another. On Tuesday, as Biden declared victory, he said this.
The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. Secretary of State Blinken is leading the continued diplomatic efforts to ensure safe passage for any American who wants to leave Afghanistan.
10% of Americans have been left behind. That's what he said. Those remaining 10% are now subject to negotiations with the Taliban to get them out. Reports are coming out that the Taliban is going door to door and killing Afghans who aided America. And now, as Biden says that 10% of Americans are left behind, the Taliban has released a mock funeral video which shows just how little the Taliban think of Joe Biden and America. These are the people that Biden plans to negotiate with down the line to get remaining Americans out. There's no more military presence, no more American strength, but hey, you 10% just sit back and everything will be okay. This is a disaster, friends, and we are now learning even more about the extent of Biden's failure. We've learned that Biden had a conversation with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani well over a month ago, in which it was acknowledged that the Taliban situation was bad and that Ghani needed to change the perception. We've also learned that America could have maintained control of all of Kabul, which would have made the withdrawal so much more orderly and peaceful. Biden decided not to do that. He decided to let the Taliban gain control of the city and even the checkpoints leading to the airport. Yep, evacuation screening of Americans who wanted to leave was being handled by the Taliban. A couple more thoughts on Biden's Tuesday speech, his victory speech. First, it sounded like a 10-minute speech that was fed through the teleprompter three different times. He just said the same stuff over and over again. Second, if you want to learn the definition of a straw man argument, just watch that speech. Biden is getting criticized almost across the board for this evacuation failure. And yet, rather than address that issue, Biden argues that it was time to end the 20-year war. It was time to get out. He argues something that no one is arguing. It ignores the real issue. It's a disgrace, and I'm just stunned that the new American policy is leave only 10% behind. All right, so next, let's talk about the scores of former military officials who are calling for heads to roll in the Biden administration. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, so next let's talk about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mark Milley, because dozens and dozens of former high-ranking military officials are calling for those two to resign. Someone needs to be held accountable. Biden says the buck stops here, but then he blames former President Trump, the Afghan government, the Americans still in Afghanistan, and anyone else he can think of. So, who is going to do the right thing and resign? Many military leaders think the top guys at the Pentagon are a good choice. And here's the story. Nearly 90 retired generals and other military figures told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark A. Milley to resign Tuesday for negligence in performing their duties ahead of the chaotic evacuation from Afghanistan. The signers of the letter said the military withdrawal was hasty and the U.S. blundered by giving up Bagram Air Base only to see the country fall to the Taliban within days. As principal advisors to Mr. Biden, Mr. Austin and General Milley should have recommended against this dangerous withdrawal in the strongest possible terms, the retired brass wrote. Nearly 90 military leaders signed off on this letter. The military strategy of giving up everything and then somehow thinking that American civilians could still be safe is just mind-blowing. Americans are stranded, and the Taliban now has billions and billions of dollars worth of American military equipment. Equipment that could have been and should have been removed from the country or destroyed. Here's more. If they did not do everything within their authority to stop the hasty withdrawal, they should resign, the letter said. On the other hand, if they did do everything within their ability to persuade the president to not hastily exit the country without ensuring the safety of our citizens and Afghans loyal to America, then they should have resigned in protest as a matter of conscience and public statement, they wrote. Great point. One way or another, these officials should be gone. If they were so incompetent to push this plan, they should resign. If they were the ones to argue against this plan and Joe Biden pushed it, they should resign in protest. Either way, there needs to be some kind of accountability. Everyone knows this was a failure, and by the tone of Biden's speech yesterday, they're just acting like everything is fine. In their letter, the signers say the consequences of the messy withdrawal will reverberate for decades, beginning with Americans and allied Afghans who may have been left behind and become de facto hostages of the Taliban. They also said rivals such as China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea will be emboldened due to the weakness displayed in Afghanistan. Amen to that, but here's the thing. Weakness is exactly what those on the left want to project. Every time we get a Democrat administration, we get talk about repairing America's relationship with the world, talk about rebuilding trust with allies. Give me a break. Allies and enemies respond to strength. Joe Biden has said America is back. Is this what he meant? Let me know in the comments. All right, so next let's talk about Kamala Harris, because Joe Biden's poll numbers are falling like a lead balloon. More and more people want Biden to resign, but the problem is many people don't want Kamala Harris either. Biden is incompetent and incoherent, but Harris is simply unqualified. And here's the story. People have seen enough of President Joe Biden and his administration's bumbling over the Afghan withdrawal and now want him to resign. In the latest shocking display of the president's polling freefall, the latest Rasmussen Report survey found that a majority, 52%, wants Biden to resign over the withdrawal alone. Just 39% disagrees, far short of his political base. It's just staggering. A majority thinks Biden should resign. It just makes me so frustrated that during the past election cycle, there were groups like the Lincoln Project or people like Bill Kristol and George Conway who actively campaigned against former President Trump while saying they were Republicans. We had scores of other folks who said, yep, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. As I said to some of these people directly, there is nothing that Biden represents that aligns with conservative principles. Nothing. But these people voted for him because they didn't like mean tweets. Well, this situation is on them and everyone else who voted for Biden. And here's more. The president scrambling to defend the withdrawal and turn the public's attention to other issues has flopped, according to the survey. Rasmussen revealed 60% of voters agree with a statement last week by South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. I think Joe Biden deserves to be impeached because he's abandoned thousands of Afghans who fought with us, and he's going to abandon some American citizens because he capitulated to the Taliban to a 31 August deadline. It's a terrible situation, but as the poll suggests, Biden does have one thing going for him. He has an ace in the hole, and that is people think his vice president is even worse. That's right. People know that Biden can't handle the job, but they have no confidence that Harris can either. Lucky for Biden, his lifeline appears to be his vice president and her even worse standing with the public. Rasmussen found, again, as other polls have, that most do not think the former California senator is up to the job. Only 38% said she is qualified to be president, while a sizable 58% said she isn't, and 47% said she is not at all qualified, the lowest rating in the poll. What a mess. A president and a vice president that no one has confidence in. And we still have over 3 years to go. What should be done, friends? Because I don't know. Let me know what you think is the best option in the comments. All right, so next let's talk about Tanner Cross. He is the teacher who was suspended in Virginia because he refused to play the transgender pronoun game. As we all know, there are males and then there are females, determined by biology, you know, by following the science. But the left want us all to believe that pretend is reality, that some guy can become a woman just because he thinks he is. We've seen how this affects girls and women's sports, but it also affects society. Tearing down the fabric of normalcy is straight out of the left-wing playbook. And Tanner Cross said, I'm not playing along. Well, guess what? The Virginia Supreme Court agrees with him, and here's the story. The Virginia Supreme Court ruled to reinstate a Loudoun County Public Schools gym teacher, affirming a lower court's ruling that the school board's removal of the teacher was likely unconstitutional, according to an Alliance Defending Freedom press release and court documents. Leesburg Elementary School physical education teacher Tanner Cross was suspended for voicing opposition to the district's gender policy 8040 that requires all faculty and students, regardless of their beliefs about biological sex and gender, to use the pronouns that students demand regardless of their biological sex, according to the press release. This is such a great ruling, and I hope this starts a movement where we can get America back on track, where people like Tanner Cross are held up and not cut down, where we actually follow the science and look after our children and not let them be experimented on or abused because of the radical left. Here are the comments that Cross made to the school board, which led to his suspension.
It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Amazing comments and amazing conviction. He stood up knowing that he would take the heat. And here's the thing. He's not the one who should be taking the heat. Religious freedom is a hallmark of America, and the freedom is under attack by the radical left. And here's more. Teachers shouldn't be forced to promote ideologies that are harmful to their students and that they believe are false, nor should they be silenced for commenting at a public meeting, said ADF Senior Counsel Tyson Langhofer, director of the ADF Center for Academic Freedom. The lower court's decision was a well-reasoned application of the facts to clearly establish law, as the Virginia Supreme Court found. So hopefully we'll see more rulings like this, and better yet, hopefully we'll see more people taking back their school boards and returning some sanity to the classrooms. In the meantime, let's be thankful that there are teachers like Tanner Cross. Okay, friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it, but don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our next show is going to be Friday at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberly. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.